How God's people prepare for deliverance. Chapter 4, Malachi, deals with the day. The day. The day of the Lord. The day of judgment. The Jews call this day, the day of atonement, Yoma. The day, Hayom. This day comes as an oven. It burns the proud and all that do wickedly. This word we have seen several times in Malachi. It means lawlessness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about the great lawless one. Shall be stubble. Stubble is after the harvest has been gathered. It's the stuff that's left. And the day cometh that shall burn them up, leave neither root nor branch. So here is the final executive judgment. But unto you that fear my name, first angel's message, 144,000, the many references to fear the name of God, to revere his character, to long to be like him, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow as calves in the stall. Now this, of course, is the new earth, when all things become new, and God's children are with him in the Father's house. And he shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In that day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. The description of their becoming ashes is in Revelation 20. The wicked come as a great army and surround the camp of the saints. Fire comes down from heaven, reduces them to ashes. The righteous who are in the city look out and see, and evidently they see the ashes of those who were destroyed. Having given the picture of the judgment, Malachi conveys the final emphasis that the Lord gives in this book. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant. No change in the law. It's the law that he gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. That law of 10 commandments they are to remember. Now there is one special commandment among the 10 that Jesus told Moses and Israel and the world that they should remember. And that's the Sabbath day. They are to remember the law and, of course, remember the Sabbath. Of Moses my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for Israel, with the statutes and the judgments. These statutes and judgments were illustrations and applications by the judge of the meaning of these laws. There is an interesting chapter in Patriarchs and Prophets called The Law Given at Sinai. And I remember many years ago when I first read this, and I have read it many times since, of the illustrations and applications of the principles of these commandments. I remember being impressed with the 6th commandment, Thou shalt not kill. Ellen White there gives one paragraph. It's really one compound sentence. Got a period only at the end of it. In which she gives the meaning of thou shalt not kill. Now Jesus did something of this on the Mount of Preaching. The Sermon on the Mount. Which he says, if you say to your brother you're a fool, if you hate your brother, you are guilty of breaking the commandment. If we think destructive thoughts, we're breaking the commandment. If we overwork, if we underwork, if we don't sleep enough, if we don't build up the body's strength by the proper food, if we neglect the body and are masochistic, all these are acts that to a greater or less degree break the commandment, thou shalt not kill. So these statutes and judgments were the divine illustrations and applications and decisions of the judge as to the meaning of the Sabbath, or the meaning of thou shalt not kill, or the meaning of idolatry. So we are to study today by a God who changes not. It's what he's already told us in the 3rd chapter and verse 6. I change not. He says, I gave these laws. I want you to remember them with all their statutes and judgments. Then he says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now this had a fulfillment, Christ said, by John the Baptist. John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. He met apostasy. He met the worship of false gods. He presented the message of the Lord. Now before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, which is the second coming, the last days, he is going to send another in the spirit and power of Elijah. We believe this is a movement, Seventh-day Adventist Church, that they're going to set before this planet and all its inhabitants the alternative. If Baal be Baal, worship him. If Jehovah be God, worship him. So a fearless, unassuming, dedicated group of people must set before the world the principles of the commandments of God, as fearlessly as Elijah did. Now, this ministry of Elijah will be to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers. It's to be a message calling upon families to unite in love. Children's attitude to parents, parents' attitude to children. Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. The disintegration of families is one of the signs of the last days. One of the areas of the ministry of the Elijah message is to reunite families, to strengthen families. And as you think of the special emphases that Ellen White has given to us in the books on education, the books on child guidance, on the Adventist home, we see the corrosion in the world at the present time of family unity being met by a divine message. The last two chapters of Malachi therefore refer to the judgment hour message, the preparatory message for the coming of Christ, the return of Christ, the return of Christ post-millennially when the wicked are burned up and become ashes, and the establishment of the new earth wherein God's people grow up as calves in the stall into the full measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There are books of record. There is a separation between the sheep and the goats. There is a removal of the dross. There is a uniting of the family. There is a witness. that is an internalizing, they thought upon his name as they prepared for the second coming of Christ. Now, as we think of the time of the message of Malachi, following Haggai and Zechariah, following the return of the captives, the restoration of the government, the rebuilding of the temple, the reinauguration of the worship service, and the repopulating of the land. And then we realize, a few short years, and the terrible apostasy has taken place. And the apostasy shows itself mainly in self-justification. When the Lord points out error, they are questioning every statement, every testimony that the Lord makes. Wherein have we done this? What have we done that? How have we done that? Shrugging off, despising all the messages of the Lord. And yet, the Lord patiently sends his word through Malachi. The main indictment is against the priests, the teachers of the word, who should keep a knowledge of the law, and men should inquire at their mouths. As soon as the teachers of the word of God become indifferent to their ministry, become questioning of the authority of their textbook, the word of God, then in the rank and file of the people, there is terrible apostasy. We saw it in Israel of old. We are seeing it today. In the last 100 years, the teachers of the word have questioned the inspiration of Scripture, the validity of the word. In our Adventist history, we have seen teachers of the word question the validity of the spirit of prophecy, the testimonies that have come, pointing to their irrelevance or possible error or something else, and leaving in the minds of the rank and file of God's people an indifference to the testimonies, a questioning of the inspiration of Ellen White. And the result is apostasy. In Israel of old, the apostasy was seen in the breakup of the family, in divorce. Chapter 2, its end. God hates divorce. We see that today in the church. Multiplying divorce. But the Elijah message has part of its ministry to re-cement families, children, parents together, worshiping, loving God. As we think of this ancient prophecy, we can hear its voice calling across the millennia. Get ready for the day. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is a refiner. The Lord has got a book of record. Where is your name? Is your name written among the just? That when the Lord calls the roster, you may be among the jewels? He is ready to take you to that place he's preparing, where you can grow up to the fullness of the perfection of Christ. What a challenging message to us. Let's read it. Let's study it. Let's heed it.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.